Do you want to come up and do yours? Yeah, it's Diana, right? Okay, great. Well, come on up, Diana. Since she's in the front row. Okay, so which side would you like me on? Are you more comfortable? This side or this side?
This side.
Good, I like this side too.
Good. So,
this is part of building rapport when you're working with someone, is always best to ask them which side they prefer, because you don't want to get on their bad side. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to walk Diana through the basic process that we did in the video with Cezanne. And so what I'll do is I'll first ask her, what is the symptom? And then I'll ask her, you know, where does she feel it in her body? And then I'll ask her to pull it out. She'll pull it out, push it away. We'll discover what it looks like, which way it's spinning. Then she'll spin it around faster and faster and faster until it just explodes into a gazillion pieces. Cosmic vacuum will come and suck away all the residue. And then in its place will be some type of a psychological metaphor, archetype, or a symbol, some type of a gift that will appear. And then we'll send the gift out on a mission around the universe. And then when it comes back, we'll bring it in. Okay? So you ready for that?
Sure am.
Okay, excellent. So tell me what it is that you want to work with.
Being in a personal situation where I feel off balance. Come into the situation, feel off balance, don't know what to say, and I clam up.
Okay. So think of the specific time when that's happened. Remember, we want the context of when she's feeling this. Mm-hmm. So be there now, be in that moment, and notice this sense you said of where you feel off balance, right? Yeah. And when you think about this general sense of feeling off balance, and notice where you feel all that in your body now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Here.
Okay.
Here and here.
Okay. So if it was going to have a shape and a size to it, just imagine that there now. And you said you felt it in your throat area and your stomach area, right?
Yep.
Okay. Yep. So now go ahead and just literally just lift that out or pull that out of your body now and just push it to the back of the room. Okay, good. And push it even a little further away. And we're doing that just to literally give it some distance. Okay.
I had to get Kevin out of my way. Okay. He was getting bombarded with it.
Okay, so just we'll give it a little more distance. And it's just, it can hold out there on its own. Gravity will hold it out there. So it will just stay there floating in space now. And point specifically to where that is. Okay.
Up in the corner up there.
Okay, and what is it that you see out there? What color is it?
So two pieces. One is kind of a small gray, about the size of a baseball or orange. The other is below it, and it's larger in size, and it's kind of a gold orange. It's round and prickly.
Okay. And are they connected or separate?
They're separate.
Okay. Yep. So this is really rare when this happens, when you pull something out and you get more than just one image. But if you do, really simple way to deal with it, all you do is just draw a circle around both images now. You can give that a color if you want. Okay, and she's already showing me which way the image is turning. So what we know now is that whole image is going that way, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, good. So so you've got the circle around both images, and you just showed us that it's literally going, it looks like in a clockwise motion. Okay, and for some people, when we reverse the spin, if you want to put your hand out there, you can to do it. If you want to do it with your mind's eye, whichever is more comfortable. Mm-hmm. But go ahead now, Diana, and just reverse the spin on that. That's right. And get it going faster and faster and faster and faster until literally you see sparks flying off of it. It's going so fast. It builds up a tension. It just explodes into a gazillion pieces. cosmic vacuum comes in and it sucks it all away, and instantly in its place is going to be a very special gift from your unconscious mind.
As a dove.
Ah.
It's like a white dove that just appeared.
Nice. Okay, so it's a white dove that appeared. So what would you like to do with that? You could do one of two things. You could bring that in, or you could bring it out on an adventure, or bring it in. What would you like to do?
I'd like to bring it out on an adventure.
Okay. So so imagine seeing that dove now, and it's flying out the room. So just, and it's flying all around the universe of the past, where it's looking for healing information, and the present, where it's gathering healing information, and even the future, where you've just completely released whatever that is now. And when the dove comes back in a moment, it will either be completely transformed into something else, or it will bring back another gift. And so because time is simultaneous, you can imagine that coming back now.
It's like a leaf.
Ah, okay.
Like an aspen leaf.
And what does the aspen leaf mean to you?
Growth.
Growth. Okay, good. Well, bring in all of
nature.
That. Okay, growth in nature. So now reach out there, Diana, and bring in all that beautiful dove energy and all that beautiful leaf, aspen leaf energy and growth, and just bring it in now. Bring it into your heart space and your body and allow it to go through all of your muscles, your bones, your entire body, your cells, your DNA, down to the core of who you are now. And just allow that growth and healing to take place. Okay, good.
That's good.
Okay, good. So take a deep breath. Okay, so Diana said that she had been feeling kind of in balance in regards to a particular situation. So when you think about this situation now, how do you feel?
I feel more caring.
You feel more caring. Okay.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
when you look into the future and you think about how you might be in this situation, how will you be now?
Present.
Present. Okay.
Yeah.
And that's...
Yeah. And that's grounded.
Okay. So you'd be grounded.
Steady.
Steady
and sure.
Okay. So present, grounded, and steady like a tree, huh?
Yeah.
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 And I would imagine that there'll be more peace and inner peace, like the peace of the dove.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Good. Yeah. Well, very good.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Thank
you. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.